Ephesians chapter 3 and beginning with verse 17. This will be our text for the invitation this evening. The Apostle Paul is expressing his sentiments as he prays for the Ephesians. And there are other things that are mentioned, but I want to read beginning in verse 17, go down through verse 19. His prayer is this, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That's a beautiful sentiment that he expresses there. The desire that he had for the brethren at Ephesus, and no doubt that he had for all who are saints of God, children of God. That is our prayer as well this evening, that we all might be established in our faith in Christ Jesus, and that we might, through love and a depth of love, understand and acknowledge the riches of that grace which God has extended to each of us. If there is anything that is amiss in your life that would preclude that, then we encourage you to make the change. It may be that there is a dearth of teaching, that you are in need of instruction. If that is the case, let us know and we'll talk with you about that. There may be something amiss in your life that you need to get right so that you can fully grasp and enjoy the mercy of God. If that is the case, we encourage you to make that right now. If you're not a child of God, you need to become one so that you can have that full understanding of the gift that was granted to us by God through His Son, Jesus Christ. The hope of heaven is sublime, and it is the hope that each and every child of God enjoys, and we would like you to know more about that. So we offer ourselves to you if we can assist you in answering that invitation call this evening. We ask that you come now while together we stand while we sing.